Hello, my name is Danella Ray. I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Halpin, a newspaper reporter with the Town Crier. I will be interviewing Mr. Halpin to find out how newspapers deal with facts versus personal opinions.
Hi, Danella. I'm pleased that you would want to interview me.
Would you say, Mr. Halpin, that newspapers concern themselves with fact rather than opinion?
Actually, newspapers contain both factual information as well as people's opinions. The factual information is written in news articles. However, there are places in the paper, like the editorials and columns, for example, where opinions are expressed. In editorials, the newspaper's editor or the publisher expresses his or her views on issues. In columns and analytical articles, news writers probe and analyze current events and situations. These editorials, columns, and analytical articles express the opinions of the writers, but they may also include factual information to help support the opinions or provide background information to readers.
I think your statement about editorials and columns containing opinions as well as facts is important. I think some readers have problems telling the difference between fact and opinion. I know that I do. Now, what about real news writing? You know, writing the hard news stories that appear in the first few pages of the paper, for example. Do these articles contain just factual information, or do they also contain some opinions?
News stories, the ones that people count on to tell them what's happening in their community or around the world, should be entirely factual. Reporters must take care not to express their own opinions or biases in these news articles. As a reporter, I can tell you that it's not always easy to keep your own personal opinions out of factual news articles that you're writing.
Why is that?
Well, I suppose it's because we all have our likes and dislikes, our biases, and our own personal opinions about everything we see, hear, and experience. People aren't always aware of their biases or prejudices, so when they write, they often don't realize that they're inserting or imposing their own point of view on what they're writing. And even when they are aware, it's sometimes difficult to keep those biases bottled up. Here's a simple example. Let's say that you're a really big fan of the Edmonton Oilers hockey team. Let's say you're also a sports writer by profession. Now you're reporting on a hockey game between the Calgary Flames and the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers lose the game. In your opinion, bad refereeing had a lot to do with the defeat of your favorite team. Wouldn't it be hard to keep yourself from expressing your personal opinion and just give an objective account of the game?
I see what you mean.
Now, sports section editorials do allow for the expression of personal opinions of the writer. However, in pure news writing, personal opinions have to be suppressed. All you want there are the facts.
And just how would you distinguish fact from opinion?
To discuss this distinction, it's useful to talk about statements of fact and statements of opinion. A statement of fact is an assertion that can be proven to be either true or false, while a statement of opinion is an assertion that cannot be proven to be true or false.
I see. So a statement of fact can be wrong?
Yes, that's correct.
But in the end, a statement of fact can be proven to be either right or wrong. End of discussion. On the other hand, a statement of opinion is always open to discussion.
That's right. When a famous hockey player retires, everyone will agree on the number of career points he scored because that fact can be verified. However, there will be different opinions about whether he was one of the greatest hockey players ever.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be interviewed. The information you provided is very useful.
It was my pleasure. It's an interesting experience for me to be interviewed because, as part of my job, I'm usually the one doing the interviewing. I'm glad that I was able to give you the information that you were looking for.